innovating how they teach to prepare students for our.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-247-1146. 800-247-1146. Again, that's 800-247-1146.
The entertainment you want. The information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a week after Ukraine agreed to a U.S. proposal on a 30-day ceasefire with Russia, President Trump and Russia's leader scheduled to hold a phone call tomorrow. ABC's James Longman is in Kyiv and says Vladimir Putin, though, has already expressed concerns over the terms.
He has said he doesn't believe in ceasefires. He wants to negotiate the whole deal up until the end of the fighting, and only then will he agree. But he has envisaged huge parts of Ukraine to be as part of Russia. I mean, he's written into the Constitution two regions, Kherson and Zaporizhia.
President Trump visiting the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts today. It's his first visit since he removed members of the board and named himself chair. He told the board he plans to use some of the money from the trade tariffs to make improvements to the nation's capital and the Arts Center. At least 42 deaths being blamed on the string of volatile storms since Friday, with tornadoes tearing across nine states. And stocks ending up a bit today on news. Retail sales were up slightly last month. This is ABC News. The Trump administration has moved to dismantle the U.S. Agency for Global Media. Reporters Without Borders criticizing that move, saying it gives authoritarian regimes like Beijing and Moscow the green light to spread propaganda unchecked.
President Trump's order to effectively dismantle Voice of America and other U.S.-funded pro-democracy media outlets has sparked an outcry from press freedom organizations. VOA and Radio Free Europe play a powerful role as independent media in repressive countries, including, for example, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, where most free media are censored or severely under-resourced. They reach over 400 million people a week. At least 10 journalists from the media organizations are currently jailed around the world for their work. Patrick Reeval, ABC News, London.
Consumer spending ticked up in February from the slowdown in January. It is just one of the gauges the Federal Reserve Board is looking at this week ahead of an interest rate decision. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
When it comes to finding great deals on suits, timing's everything. And now's the time, because Macy's semi-annual suit sale is here. Save 40 to 60% on new suits and blazers from Calvin Klein and Michael Kors, with performance suits starting at $99.99. And if you need advice on the perfect fit, Macy's free personal stylists are here at the store and ready to help. If you need a new suit, there's no time like the present, because the Macy's suit sale won't be back until the fall. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Gaines Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gaines Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings laundry packs have four times the Oxi cleaning power and three times the Febreze freshness versus Gain original liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings. For next level laundry.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the south, gusting up to 30 to 40 miles per hour. It's creating a high fire danger. It'll also warm us up today to about 60 degrees. Then tomorrow, we become mostly cloudy, staying mild and breezy, with a winter storm watch starting Wednesday at 4 a.m. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 54.
Now there's a news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Concerns about Wisconsin motorists driving high.
A recent survey of drivers by AAA Wisconsin finds 85% of people who use cannabis say they are driving the same day, with 53% saying they're driving within the same hour, because THC and marijuana can impair your driving just as much as alcohol. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Veterans and supporters rally at the Capitol in Madison to oppose VA cuts. Army veteran Doug Schultz of Saner not buying claims that George Soros is paying people to attend Republican congressional town halls.
The average American that's concerned about today's administration, nobody's being paid as far as I know.
Veterans nationwide also organizing for a rally at the U.S. Capitol on Memorial Day. Dry conditions and gusty winds have the DNR urging people to know local conditions before they burn over the weekend. Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday!
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand, the Chet Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health, Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, and Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. The Elk Mound School District is gearing up for another state basketball tournament, this time with the boys' team. Elk Mound defeated Amory 54-52 on Saturday to earn a trip to the WYAA boys' basketball tournament in Madison. Elk Mound will face Freedom in the WYAA Division III state semifinal Thursday afternoon at 1:35 at the Kohl Center. WRDN will have coverage of the game on Thursday, starting at 1:10. The remaining mega co-op gas stations are all closed. The CEO of the chain announced the closures were made due to financially difficult times. The company has been working through restructuring after declaring bankruptcy in 2023 and closing several stores. Mega co-op was founded in Eau Claire in 1935. No one is hurt after a fire over the weekend. Sunday, the Eau Claire Fire Department responded to a fire on the 600 block of Fleming Avenue. When crews arrived, they found smoke coming from the roof vents of the home and an active fire on the first floor. No one was in the home at the time, but three cats were found alive and given medical aid on the scene. Several additional cats and dogs, however, were found dead. Wisconsin food pantries and farmers want USDA to restore programs to help buy local produce. The agency announced last week it would end the local food purchase assistance and the local food for school programs. That's part of cuts initiated by billionaire Elon Musk and President Trump. Over 280 farms and 250 food pantries in Wisconsin took part in LFPA in 2023 and 2024, with $4.2 million in food distributed to food pantries. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction received $3.4 million for the school food program. USDA officials say the programs were meant only as pandemic support and no longer serve the agency. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home for services as unique as the life lived.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Another strong spring storm will move through western Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota late Tuesday and Wednesday. According to the National Weather Service, the storm will start out as rain before changing to snow, with snow rates of up to 1 inch per hour possible. Now, winter storm watch has been issued for late Tuesday night and into Wednesday for the possibility of 4 to 7 inches of snow accumulation. The Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department is looking for a missing Whitehall man. 51-year-old Brian Walsh was last seen at around 7:30 a.m. Sunday morning in La Crosse. He never returned home from a family visit. Is described as 6'1", 190 pounds, and wearing a dark-colored shirt, blue jeans, and brown boots. According to the Wisconsin Crime Alert Network, Walsh does not have his belongings or medications with him. If anyone has any information there, to contact the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is coming to Wisconsin to hold town hall meetings in Eau Claire. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin announced the event for tomorrow, but no time or location was released. The town hall will highlight Elon Musk's multi-million-dollar influence in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, according to the Democratic Party. The stop is part of a tour of town halls in Republican-controlled congressional districts. A Holcomb man has been charged in a violent domestic assault in December, is now in custody. Michael Smith was taken into custody, is now being held in the Chippewa County Jail. He was charged in Chippewa County Court with attempted strangulation and suffocation, intimidating a victim, 3 counts of battery and domestic abuse. Prosecutors say a woman told an investigator in January about a domestic assault involving Smith that happened 3 days before Christmas. The woman still has a black eye from that incident. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Increasing fears about Wisconsinites driving while high. A recent survey of drivers by AAA at Wisconsin found 85% of people who use cannabis say they're driving the same day, with 53% saying they drive within the same hour. AAA spokesman Nick Jarma says that's alarming because THC and marijuana can impair your driving just as much as alcohol. More spring turkey authorizations are now available in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says the new passes will be available on the gowild.wy.gov website or in person with DNR licensed sales agents. The turkey season begins today. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all-day freshness.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Barry believes maturity counts. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You're ready. Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
Welcome.
This ought to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green, 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 green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Trouble, turn number three.
More reward. More chaos. More chills. And more thrills.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Welcome to more what you asked for. And a whole lot more to come.
Let's go.
Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Busch Light at Homestead, Miami. Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
Josh Berry silenced the naysayers Sunday at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, scoring his first NASCAR Cup Series triumph. Piloting the famed number 21 Ford for Wood Brothers Racing, the Tennessee native held off the competition to score just his fifth series top five and first victory lane visit.
I don't consider myself the same as a lot of the younger guys, right? I'm older, I'm more experienced in racing as a whole. You know, not cup racing or Xfinity racing. I mean, I'm still relatively inexperienced in that side of things. But as a racer and a person, I'm 34 years old and have been racing for years and years and years.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Rory McIlroy captured the Players' Championship playoff today, beating J.J. Spahn. I'm Bill Scott with sports. McIlroy becoming the eighth multiple winner of the event, having also won back in 2019. It's the first time in his career that he's won twice heading into the Masters after he captured the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am last month. NCAA men's basketball tournament starting tomorrow night with a pair of first four matchups. Alabama State meets St. Francis and North Carolina takes on San Diego State. There's two more matchups on Wednesday before the full tournament tips off on Thursday. That includes the Badgers, who are getting ready for their Thursday afternoon matchup against Montana in Denver. That one tips at 12:30 on TNT. Marquette will get New Mexico on Friday night in Cleveland, a 6:30 tip on TBS. Baseball, the Brewers facing the Padres in Cactus League action this afternoon. Over the weekend, manager Pat Murphy announcing that pitcher Nestor Cortez would occupy the two spot in the rotation. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The results are in for 2024 Wisconsin deer hunting seasons, and the overall kill was up. I'll tell you exactly how much across the different seasons when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reports that the 2024 whitetail deer hunting harvest was up 7% over 2023.
Highlights from last year's hunt includes that higher harvest, plus it was the safest hunt in the past 40 years, and deer license sales increased slightly. Overall, the kill was at 320,016 deer last fall, compared to 299,289 in 2023. Again, that's about a 7% overall increase. The harvest for the different seasons was as follows. The 9-day gun season saw about a 186,000 deer kill, up 3.1% from last year. The muzzleloader season was at 7,800, up 14.8% from last year. And hunters killed a lot of extra deer via crossbow. Crossbow hunters took 64,124 deer, up 16.7% from a year ago. Vertical bow hunters were also up, but not as much, 8.6%, for a kill by bow of 39,056 deer. The bow kills were likely up thanks to an almost extra week of those seasons last year. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
I juggle a lot. I'm managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the south, gusting up to 30 to 40 miles per hour. It's creating a high fire danger. It'll also warm us up today to about 60 degrees. Then tomorrow, we become mostly cloudy, staying mild and breezy, with a winter storm watch starting Wednesday at 4 a.m. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 54.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. It's been an interesting market trade today. The ebb and flow that we've seen in the grain, just trying to keep the green on the screen. On the flip side of it, it's been an amazing day, especially for this feeder cattle complex as they have set some highs. And of course, coming off of some decent cash movement, $9 higher in the north being seen. But weather extremes and of course geopolitical will also continue to weigh in on the marketplace as we break down everything that's happening with Sean Hackett. He's with Hackett Financial Advisors. And I think as we kick everything off, let's kind of first of all talk about this dollar, because as you and I have talked in previous Channel Final Bells, this dollar will continue to have a trade reaction, but a little bit of caving action going on maybe right now.
Yeah, I mean, the notion or the original belief was that tariffs were going to be bullish the U.S. dollar. And so they bid up the U.S. dollar all in the fall into the winter, peaking in January. And what we said, not only on your show, but in our reports, if you look at the last presidency, the dollar fell almost during his entire presidency, that if you increase tariffs and you reduce trade, you actually reduce the demand for U.S. dollars. The demand for U.S. dollars grows if there's more international trade. So deglobalization, if you want to call it that, is actually means lower demand for U.S. dollars, which means a weaker dollar. And as you've seen, U.S. dollar has been caving in. The Brazilian real has been surging. And all of this has long-term inflationary implications for U.S. price commodities in general, and especially the grain market. So while everyone's been focused on the negatives of tariffs and what it means for lower trade, I think many have forgotten the idea that there's two sides to the equation, and the weaker dollar in aggregate is probably more important to the market in terms of higher prices than tariffs are to hurting prices. And so we think in aggregate, this is a net positive for the grain markets. And it was also back during his last presidency.
You know, and you look at everything that's been happening in the tariff discussions, now everybody kind of waited with bated breath, per se, over the weekend to see if there was any sort of a negotiations reached between Canada and Mexico. Nothing as of yet, but you know that that's all sitting there in the background of everybody's minds.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we have the cattle trade that's, you know, being bid up because of worries over lack of cattle coming into the U.S. You know, we have canola, you know, that's been crashing because of worries that canola is not going to find a home in the United States. I mean, lots of these distortions that are being driven by these headlines. And so for right now, everyone is, as you said, with bated breath, looking and waiting, you know, what's happening. And we could get a dramatic reversal in some of these markets if the headline says we might be close to a deal.
So, but Mexico is kind of saying, hey, we're keeping these negotiation talks private, and they're keeping it out of the media, which I think just adds a whole nother level of wondering what's going to happen with USMCA, knowing that Mexico needs our products.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the long, when we really think of the long term, I really feel in the end, there's no way, in my opinion, that Mexico is going to increase the cost of imported corn or imported pork or imported milk that they so desperately need when they're going through a mega, multi-year mega drought in the core ag areas of their country. I don't think that's something that they're really planning on doing. They're going to threaten to do it, because that's how you negotiate. But in the end, I don't think that's what's going to happen. And so a lot of the negative price action that we've seen in many markets relating to tariffs and trade with Mexico, I think is way overblown.
So we do have something to look forward to, and that is, of course, the annual planting intentions report. And there's been so many discussions, Sean, about is it going to be corn versus wheat? Are we going to see a lot more corn acres? What are you hearing as we get closer to seeing those numbers here at month's end?
Economics would say a lot more corn acres. Seed dealers that we know that we talk to would say a lot more corn acres. The bankers, I'm not sure, want to fund a lot more corn acres. That's what I'm hearing from them. So it's very interesting, you know, what the farmer may want to do, but what the banker's willing to fund is two different things. And if there's going to be a surprise in this report, Susan, it could be that, you know, the acres on corn may not be as high as the farmer would like it to be, because he's just not going to get the funding from the banks, especially in the fringe acres. If you're going to get 95 or 96 million acres planted, you got to plant more than the core. You got to get those fringe acres in the Dakotas, you know, on the periphery planted. I'm not so sure bankers are excited about lending a bunch of money to acres that could get significantly hurt if Mother Nature does not cooperate this spring or during the summer growing season.
So how do you play into all of this leading up to the report? How does the markets react to just all the chatter that's out there?
Well, what we try to do is we try to lay out on to our customers what support is, what resistance is. And if the markets get super excited or super depressed and we reach those targets, so as an example, we had a target, a downside target on July corn of 450 that we had talked about for months. We thought the market could go to on a correction. And we actually hit that a few weeks ago. And then we've bounced off of it. So that was an opportunity for livestock producers, for end users who need to buy corn, who didn't want to pay that 510 or 520 futures price. They got an opportunity to buy that 450 price minus the basis in cash. You know, that's how we try to take advantage of opportunities. We can't predict exactly what the government's going to say. We can't predict what Trump is going to say, but we can take advantage of the volatility in the market and have very distinct ideas of where we want to take action on the buy side physically or on the sell side physically to take advantage of the markets versus the markets taking advantage of us. And I think that's the only way one can handle things that can't really be predicted with precision.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. More is coming up as we get ready here for the second half of the Channel Final Bell. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about not only these weather extremes and what it's going to mean for our markets, but what it's going to mean for our crops and for our livestock as well. Stick around. More is coming up. It is the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Welcome back once again here to the Channel Final Bell. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation continues with Sean Hackett with Hackett Financial Advisors. So let's talk a little weather extremes. I know that the storm system that blew in this weekend, unfortunately, you know, our thoughts and prayers to those folks that lost their lives due to the dust storm that moved through with it. But I think it just shows, Sean, the extremes that are happening right now with so many areas seeing the dryness and lack of moisture going into spring planting.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, certainly the Southern Plains, for sure, the epicenter for this dryness, this almost mini Dust Bowl type conditions. Winter wheat in northern Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, you know, trying to come out of dormancy with no moisture. You know, that's not what you want to see. On top of it, we have what's considered to be one of the strongest sudden stratospheric warming events. That's where the stratosphere above the North Pole suddenly warms, displacing the polar vortex, allowing or causing the potential for a very, very wintry mid-April to mid-May planting season, which, of course, delays plantings for corn, you know, makes those soil temperatures too cold to actually get planting done, creates the need for replanting, and, of course, creates havoc should a hard freeze take place late spring when wheat is trying to put on yield. And we saw that happen last year, Susan, in Russia-Ukraine, and we put over $2 on futures in winter wheat. And we think that the risks in both regions are, you know, the chances are even higher this year that we could get that kind of disruptive event. So I think the weather volatility we're seeing is a sign of more things to come.
Do you think that might be part of the factor of what we see in Brazil right now and the dryness? And you were telling me before we started the program that there is some concerns out there with that Safrinha corn crop.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has been thinking that the corn crop, although not wouldn't be perfect or ideal, would be better than last year because we had better moisture early on in the season. But it's really, really turned unfavorably dry, Susan. And now we've got the crop planted late. You know, they harvested soybeans late in Mato Grosso. They planted the corn crop late. We're pushing that pollination further out into the spring. And it looks like the dry season is starting early. If these dry weather trends continue to hold true as it looks like they are, I think we're going to see some downgrades in production. And we might wind up with a crop not much better than last year, which we already know has created extremely strong exports for U.S. corn because those that are not getting it from Brazil have nowhere else to get it but from us.
So do we see from a flip side of this, as we look at the livestock, the weather that we saw move in the last week or so, the weather that's still to come later this week, is that having any weighed factors per se on what we see in the livestock complex?
I think there's no question that anytime you bring very significant weather volatility of high temperatures and cold temperatures and wintry weather, and if our forecast for a very cold spring could disrupt the calving season, none of this is good, Susan, for the livestock industry and for increasing supply. It actually does the reverse. So I do think, on top of tariffs, you know, creating a bid in the market, this volatile weather and what's expected to be more volatile weather is just going to keep this market on pins and needles going into the high demand part of the season.
So what do you think about these highs that are being pushed, especially in the feeder cattle? And then you look at the cash movement that happened late on Friday.
Yeah, I just think the market's reacting to both the tariff worries and to the weather worries at a time that we just simply don't have a lot of animals to begin with. I know I think we get the cattle on feed report out on this Friday, I believe, you know, and so the market's also waiting with bated breath to see, you know, what's actually happening on the ground. But obviously the cash market is telling you there's just not enough supply, even though demand is starting to be questioned from concerns over the economy. It just seems like there's still not enough supply to meet demand, and we're not even at high demand season yet. So that's kind of a scary notion of what we might be looking at as we get into late spring into the summer.
So is there the chance that we could continue to see cash move, especially how we see boxed beef prices up already today?
based upon the weather, specifically, I can't comment on how exactly the tariffs are going to play out. We don't know that yet. But based upon the weather, you know, I think there's a reason that this cash market's going to stay stronger for longer than many people think.
All right, let's look at the dairy industry quick before we wrap up. What's your thoughts there as we move forward?
Look, avian flu, the speculators have lost interest in trading avian flu. It looks like we're past that point of worry for the moment. We are reaching seasonal strong production that peaks out typically in March, early April, with some demand worries. But I think the market's getting close to a low point here, Susan. And I do think that avian flu has not gone away. And I do think that we're going to see better prices later in the season, given that lack of supply with demand, seasonal demand picks up.
All right, Sean, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Our website is Hackett, H-A-C-K-E-T-T, advisors.com. We also have a Twitter page, @Faradix11, that people can check us out, see what we're thinking, and see how we look at ag markets might be of value to those that listen and watch your show.
All right. Thanks so much. Sean Hackett joining us today. Quick reminder to everybody that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Monday version of the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professionals on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. While the calendar says today is St. Patrick's Day, for folks in the world of farm policy, it might feel more like Groundhog Day, as new EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin announced his agency will, once again, revise the Waters of the U.S. rule. I'll have the details when we return. With farmers gearing up for the 2025 crop season, I spoke with Jordan Howe, Nutrien Area Financial Manager, about the challenges he's hearing about from growers.
Well, it really depends where you're at, Mike. Up here in the Corn Belt, we talk about corn and soybeans. I think we're optimistic. We know we have to grow as many bushels as possible. We still need to raise a heck of a crop like we have been fortunate enough to do the last few years. There's optimism, but there's definitely concerns and a lot of those uncontrollable concerns.
Are there any tools you can provide to growers to help manage some of these challenges?
Absolutely, Mike. What we're looking to do is provide certainty on the capital management strategy for our growers, offer low competitive interest rate programs that are at fixed interest rates to lock in for 2025, and also provide terms that allow them not to have to pay for it till after harvest, when hopefully cash flow is better for the growers, and to give our growers more flexibility throughout this growing season, but also certainty with partnering with Nutrien Ag Solutions, Nutrien Financial.
Jordan, where would you send them for more information?
I'd send them to NutrientAgSolutions.com.
The Waters of the United States rule dates back to the passage of the Clean Water Act by Congress in 1972, and the law gives the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers the authority to regulate, quote, navigable waterways. Unfortunately, Congress never clearly defined what a navigable waterway was, which has allowed every new administration since George W. Bush to publish new guidelines for the rules. And President Trump's new EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin announced last week that his office will be no exception. Fresh revisions to the Biden WOTUS rule are expected to be published shortly. Zeldin says the new revisions will clarify regulatory boundaries to better reflect last year's Supreme Court ruling in Sackett versus the EPA, which did significantly narrow the scope of the Clean Water Act. They'll also aim to reduce ambiguity over whether ditches, occasional streams, and isolated wetlands will fall under federal control. And finally, it's expected that the new rules will shift more regulatory power to the states, reducing federal oversight of non-navigable waterways. Supporters of the rollback, including many farm groups and Republican lawmakers, argue the Biden rule was an overreach, creating confusion and adding compliance costs for landowners. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association Chief Counsel Mary Thomas Hart praised the revision effort, calling it, quote, an important step toward restoring the Clean Water Act's original intent. But environmental groups see it differently. They warn that narrowing the waters of the U.S. rule could weaken protections for wetlands and waterways, increasing pollution risks. The EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers will now begin the formal rulemaking process, gathering public input before issuing a final rule. Until then, Zeldin says states should follow the pre-2015 WOTUS regulations as his agency works on a replacement. I'll have more information when we come back.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The Waters of the United States Rule, one of the most contentious regulations that impacts American agriculture, is due for another update now that there is a new administration in Washington, D.C. Farm groups continue to push for a clear, predictable definition of federal oversight, and they hope this new revision will provide it. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich. But you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun. Yeah, you get it. Every time.
Right now, hurry in and get two Filet-O-Fish Sandwiches for just $6. And pair it with a refreshing Sprite. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the south, gusting up to 30 to 40 miles per hour. It's creating a high fire danger. It'll also warm us up today to about 60 degrees. Then tomorrow, we become mostly cloudy, staying mild and breezy, with a winter storm watch starting Wednesday at 4 a.m. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 54.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Blue lights flashing in my rear view. The sheriff said, boy, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm writing you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, never had too much fun. was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. They threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class, being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. No such thing as like a girl too pretty, but too much class, being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
Your picture in the paper, honeymoon in Jamaica. She's a lucky girl. You look so grown up in your black tux, from a ball cap and a pickup. Seems like another world. You and me and our big dreams, falling in love. We were two kids in the backseat, all fearless and young. I got the first kiss, she'll get the last. She's got the future, and I got the past. I got the class ring, she got the diamond and wedding band. I got the boy, and she got the that I knew, fake IDs to get into those spring break bars. Backwoods on the four wheel, hanging on tight, I can still feel my racing heart. And now you're cleaned up with a haircut, nice tie and shoes. If things were different and I had a choice,
got the man.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
My friends told him just how our story ends. Did all I could to try to make it work, but you drug my heart through the Alabama dirt. I've been at the house, climbing them walls, checking that calendar, Xing days off. Hit another bar, call another friend, throw a few down to the story again. I met me a girl, she got a beautiful heart, eyes of blue. I don't hardly ever think about you.
Does he love you like he's been that he believes in me. And when I'm in his arms, oh, he swears there's no one else. Is he deceiving me? Or am I deceiving myself?
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever close. Put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh yeah, I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beams, spin you in some red dirt, sweep you off of both feet. Out here with the sunset, Silverado back beach. You never
what you say. But underneath this cool exterior, a raging river flows. So before you get any nearer, I better let you know I'm an emotional girl. I can't help myself. Sometimes I laugh, sometimes I cry, sometimes I do both, and I don't know why. I got a passionate heart, and that's just the way things are. You and me could give it a whirl, but I'm warning you, boy, I'm an emotional girl. No.